How did Kyrsten Sinema, a Democrat and a former uber-liberal Green Party member who said some not-so-nice things about Arizona in the past, win a seat in the U.S. Senate from a traditionally Republican state? And does this mean that Arizona is going to be overrun with Democrats? No. Nancy Pelosi is not buying a winter home in Arcadia, and Chuck Schumer isn't moving to Mesa to capture our other Senate seat. Arizona will continue to be a Republican or independent majority state, and those independents will continue to lean to the right. Even KTAR political analyst Mike O'Neill, who's known to lean a little bit to the left, says, don't put AZ in the blue column just yet.
I will need to see Democrats win in a more normal year. This was a big Democratic year.
It was a big Democratic year because for the first time since the 90s, a Democrat will serve Arizona in the U.S. Senate. But it's because Kyrsten Sinema didn't run as a Democrat.
Arizonans had a choice between two very different ways forward. One focused on fear and party politics. One focused on Arizona.
And don't discount something else about Sinema. She's super likable, and that means we kind of give her a pass for calling Arizona crazy and the meth lab of democracy. It's like, you know, your little sister. That girl was crazy in college, but her views grew up as she did. Now, combine all that with what Valley political expert Stan Barnes says was a nearly flawless campaign. And you get,
she is the single best politician living in Arizona today.
Oh, and one last thing. I certainly did not mean to discount the fact that we got our first female senator ever, but there's a lot of talk that Doug Ducey will appoint our second female senator ever, Martha McSally.